the test of your holiness is the part of you that isn't holy, the mundane. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And I wanted to talk about a little bit today, the period in the Jewish calendar where we are at the moment, which is what we call the 3 weeks. It began this past Sunday, and it's a time when we remember the destruction of the temple, two temples that stood in Jerusalem some 2,000 years ago, the first temple and then the second temple. Both were destroyed on the 9th of Av, which is in 3 weeks' time, roughly. And we remember them during this time. We remember the pain and the destruction and the challenges and so on. But it's also a time to be positive. It's also a time to look and remember what was the temple and what does it represent? We fundamental Jewish belief is that we believe that the Mashiach will come, there will be a messianic era, and the third temple will be rebuilt, and that will be an eternal temple. But even before that, there's lessons from the temple. There's a temple within us that we need to explore, and we explore it by exploring the temple, the physical, tangible temple that stood in Jerusalem. The temple had many parts. There was the Holy of Holies, the holiest spot of the temple where the Ark was, where the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, went in there on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, and no one else was ever allowed to go there. There was a place called the Kodesh, the holy area. We had the candelabra, which was lit every day, symbolizing the souls, the candles, the flames. The Ketores, there was incense that was brought there, also symbolizing sort of a spiritual connection with God and so on. And then there was a courtyard outside. And the courtyard is where this altar stood. And on the altar, sacrifices were offered, animal sacrifices, flower offerings, and so on. Maimonides, the great Maimonides, the Rambam, in the laws of building the temple, says the following. He said, it is a mitzvah that was given in the Torah, one of the 613 commandments, is that when appropriate to build a temple for God, and he defines the temple, and he says the temple is a place where you can bring sacrifices. That's what the Rambam says. And it's such a strange thing. The temple has so many different parts. Parts that were holier than the altar, like the Holy of Holies, the holy that I spoke about before. And yet somehow the Rambam says the purpose and ultimate goal of the temple is sacrifices. What does all that mean? So let's look deeper into our own temple. We have parts of our experience that is very holy. We have spiritual experiences. Maybe when we pray, maybe when we meditate, maybe when we learn Torah, maybe when we hear something very inspiring and uplifting, beautiful story, a song. These are more spiritual parts and sometimes the more holy parts. When we do a mitzvah, when we engage in divine commandments. But we also have a very, very animalistic part of who we are. When our impulses set in and encourage us to be indulgent, to react impulsively when someone says something we don't like, to be extremely jealous of someone else and what they have, to be hedonistic, materialistic, that's all the animal parts. That's the outside of us. Yes, deep down, we always have that holiness. The soul is pure. The neshama is pure. The soul has such holiness in it. The godly soul has a divine spark. But on the exterior, we have a lot of animalistic layers to us as well, known as the animal soul, where the ego lives, where impulses live, where the pursuit of pleasure, materialism lives. And here's the thing. What's the purpose? What's the goal of the human being? Of course we need to be holy. Of course we need to do a mitzvah. Of course we need to pray. We need to learn. We need to immerse ourselves in spiritual experiences. But the test of our spirituality and the goal of our spirituality is to influence the parts of us that are more animalistic, to apply what we learn and what we experience to the time when someone says something we don't like and we control our impulse of anger. To look at someone who has something we don't have and to apply the belief in divine providence and the belief in everything we have is God-given and not to be jealous of the other. to live for a higher cause and to have self-control and not to be so indulgent and hedonistic. That's the test that we've really experienced the holiness properly. Because if we just pray every day, or we have a few minutes to meditate, or we do spiritual experiences, and then we're just a regular person, as soon as someone hurts us, we explode, we hate, we're jealous, all that stuff, then we haven't really experienced the spiritual either. Says the Rambam, the purpose of a temple, not only the temple that stood in Jerusalem, our own temple, but it's expressed and manifested in the temple of old. The purpose of the temple is that the holiest parts of the temple, that's fine, that's great. What's the real goal? If you can take an animal and offer it up on the altar, what does sacrifice actually represent? So in Kabbalah, we learn that the sacrifices represent the animal soul being consumed by a godly fire, which means our own animal soul being drawn to godliness, being elevated, refined, reframed, so that even the animalistic parts of us, animalistic tendencies, can serve God as well. So we look deep into our temple. We have Holy of Holies. We have the soul, the depth of the soul. But the purpose of our temple is to test it out, to see if even on the mundane, when we face with temptation, when we face with jealousy and hate and all that, all those different toxic emotions, that we learn to control ourselves, we learn to refine ourselves, and we can apply the spiritual part to our mundane as well. Let's just meditate on that for a few moments. I'm going to ask you to relax and remove distractions, perhaps close your eyes. Let's connect with every part of us. Let's first turn our attention to our breathing. Breathing in and out for a few moments. As we always say, the breath, the neshima, is our neshama. Breath is the least tangible. Air, it's like not really physical because it represents the spiritual part of who we are. When you breathe, you connect to your soul. Think about your neshama for a moment. Think about the purity at the depth of your existence, the divine spark, pristine, pure. We connect to it by prayer, God's mitzvot, connecting with God and His commandments, His wisdom in Torah, spiritual experiences. Think of a time that you prayed well. Think of a moment that you were in a spiritual inspiring event. Someone sang a song, someone told a story. Think of a time when you went to a shiur and it was just uplifting. Now turn your attention to the more mundane part of who you are. Think of something that annoyed you. Think of someone maybe who you have feelings of hatred towards, jealousy. Think of a physical temptation that you just want, just for pleasure's sake. Your more animalistic parts. Can you connect the two? When you want to become angry or jealous, can you stop? Think of your soul. Think of what you learned about ego and anger. Think about what you thought about when you were feeling very spiritual. Think of the selflessness which spirituality brings. Can you apply it? Can you bring that sacrifice? Can you say, I'm going to have a little bit of self-control? and do something that's not comfortable. Help the person I don't like. Do a mitzvah even though I don't want to. Disconnect from some physical experiences on Shabbat. The goal of the temple is to bring the divine into the mundane. So we come back. This is really the mission. Of course, to have the power to do that, we have to be very spiritual. We have to learn more Torah. We have to pray. We have to connect. We have to feel spiritual. But then every time, that's part of our temple, the holy part. But every time we're faced with a mundane challenge, indulgence, relationship issues, ego issues, let's stop and think about what it felt like to be spiritual and try and make the connection. Have a wonderful day.